from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of the Chatzot, the trumpets. The Torah seems to say that there's a mitzvah, Parshat Balotcha, to blow the trumpets when there's a difficult crisis. The question is, why don't we do that right now? When there's a crisis, I didn't see anybody blowing a trumpet during the Gaza war. What's going on? So some say it only applies when we're in the land of Israel. Maybe it only applies when it's a crisis for all of Israel. Maybe it only applies when there was a Beis HaMikdash. It's interesting. The Gemara also discusses blowing shofars during crisis, during fast days, rather than a trumpet. So it even seems that the trumpet itself is not absolutely necessary. Also, the Rambam, in his introduction to the laws of fast, says the mitzvah lis'anos v'lizdo. He doesn't even mention trumpets. It's a mitzvah to fast and to call out to God in times of trouble. It's only in the laws of Tainit that he says it's a mitzvah to lizok l'hariyah, to call out to God, and also to blow the trumpets. The Rabbi Soloveitchik explained that when the Rambam lists the mitzvah at the beginning of various laws, what he does is he explains that the ultimate fulfillment. The fulfillment is that we call out to God. The act is described in the halachos themselves, the laws themselves, where he says the act is to blow the trumpet. But the fulfillment is really just calling out to God. Now, lizok is sort of like litzok, to scream out to God. This is known as extreme prayer. When there's extreme crisis, there are calls for extreme prayer, not just saying, hey, God, you know, would you please do this? Would it be your will, please, to do this? No, we say, no. Ana Hashem Oshiyana, save us. We say, answer me, God, answer me. Anenu Hashem, Anenu. It's an extreme form of prayer. So there's a mitzvah to use an extreme form of prayer. The fulfillment is, the act is often blowing the trumpets, but the fulfillment is through fasting. Fulfillment could be through prayer. You get the same fulfillment. And then it says, well, we remember it before God. And the question is, what do you mean? Some of these mitzvot, like on Rosh Hashanah, we remember it's a day of remembrance. What does that mean? We remember it before God. So Rabbi Yosef B'chor Shor has a very good answer. He says, to be remembered before God is as follows. We blow the trumpet in two circumstances. One, circumstance of a musaf, an additional sacrifice, we blow a trumpet. Also, so Yom Simchas, Mo'adechem, on Shabbos, we blow it on Yontif, blow it on Halei, Rosh Chodesh, and we blow the trumpets. And then the crisis, we blow it as well. And then God will remember us. What's he going to remember? God remembers us all the time. Says Rabbi Yosef B'chor Shor, remember that even during good times, on a regular Shabbos, regular Yontif, you blew the trumpets. And God says, okay, if you called out to God even during good times, I'll remember that. And when there's a crisis and you call out to me, I say, I know you. You called out to me even when things were good. And now there's a crisis. I remember you. I know that you care about me. You have a relationship with me. It's not a fair weather relationship. Now I'm ready to hear you. That's what we do every day. We daven every day. And you say, well, what's the crisis? What's the problem every day? Why do we need to daven every 5 minutes, every day? And the answer is that when we call out to God in times of crisis, we want to be known to God. We want God to know that we care about him and we have a relationship with him all the time, not just during times of crisis. So the mitzvah of Chatzotzros, mitzvah is to create a relationship of prayer, a relationship of song to God, and that hopefully we can use that relationship to call out to God during times of distress. And when he's called to him, God will remember. God will see that we're not only there in difficult times, but even in good times, we're there to thank God, connect with God, and hopefully during bad times, God will connect with us as well and save us from our enemies. Thank you very much for joining us today as we join you here from Beit Shemesh in the land of Israel. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.